Sarasota toward the end of 2012. One of the first places we worshiped was right here among you at Northminster. We were here on Christmas Eve in 2012, and what a warm welcome we received. Northminster folks, it is a delight to be among you. Also, it is a delight and an honor to be a participant in this service of the Presbytery of Peace River. As we come together from different places, from different congregations, and we celebrate the goodness of God at work in our midst. I'd also like to say a special word of thanks to the choir. I noticed the title of the choral anthem, A Time for Praise and a Time for Joy. I think that will be exactly what happens at the end of my sermon. It will be a time for joy. Because one of the things that Wally taught me, and Wally, I am grateful for you, that I did not learn in my churches in North Carolina or Indiana or here in Florida, is that an installation sermon is supposed to be at least 45 minutes long. I told the good folks at First Church Sarasota this morning that I would be preaching again this afternoon at Northminster. Gee, I wonder where all of them are. In all seriousness, it is an honor to be among you. And as we listen to God's word this afternoon, we hear again God's call. In the Old Testament and the New Testament, God calls men and women not just as individuals, not just as a heroic person all on their own, but as communities together. That's a part of our experience in Christ, a part of our experience in the ways that we are formed and fashioned for community together. And as we think about our call, we begin to consider our life's vocation. What is it that's most important? How do our choices flow one after another to reveal our deepest values? What is it about life that is so very essential that it must be reflected not only in who we are, but also in what we do day after day? Different Christian writers have spoken of call and vocation in different ways. Frederick Buechner famously said, "The place God calls you is where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet." Your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger. Henry Nouwen, the Roman Catholic priest, talked about it a different way. He echoed Thomas Aquinas. Nouwen said that we discover God's call when we are empty for God, when we are free and open for God's presence, when we are fully available for God's service. Northminster, that's exactly what Wally and Joyce have done. They have made themselves open to God's direction. And so they find themselves on this adventure that they never anticipated, living in a place that's at least 35 or 40 miles away from their family in eastern Oklahoma. And friends, God expects that you will do the same. That under Wally's leadership, all of you together as a Christian community will ask and answer the most important questions of all. What is God doing in our church and in our world? How is God leading us in this time and place? How are we called today to proclaim the great good news of the gospel and to work for justice and peace in God's name? In our Genesis lesson that Sally read so well just a few minutes ago, we hear the central command of God, go. Go. Sometimes we love hearing that invitation because that's exactly what it feels like, a great invitation. We come to those moments in our life when we're searching for an adventure, when we yearn to look just over the horizon to see what might come next, and we are eager, chomping at the bit to go. But friends, there are those other moments as well when we are comfortable. How many of you have ever felt comfortable? comfortable in our routine, comfortable with what we have, comfortable where we sit in our sanctuary, comfortable with the ways that we look at things. And then, too, God says, go. Go out into something different. Go out into the unexpected. Go from your country and from your people and from your father's house and go to a different place. Go without any GPS, any map, any slightest hint about where that might turn out to be, except that I will lead you. That's a moment at which you stand, Northminster. A moment with a little bit of fear and a moment with a grand sense of anticipation. For this moment in your history together with your new Pastor Wally is a moment unlike any other in the history of this great congregation. And only God knows what great things you will do together in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, it takes courage and determination to trust in the Lord. It's not for the mild and the meek. It takes heartfelt courage. It takes huge determination to go out, to leave behind, to listen for the world's deep hunger, to embrace this willingness to empty ourselves and open ourselves for God. Wally, how long did you live in eastern Oklahoma?
36 years.
36 years. 36 years. I expect he could just about get in his car and go to his favorite coffee shop without even looking up beyond the dashboard. 36 years. I still remember when God called Ann and me to Southwest Florida. We had lived in Indiana for a while. I figured it out the other day. My wife Ann had lived there for almost two-thirds of her life. And I had lived there for almost one-third of mine. We went back to Indianapolis about a week ago. It was the first time that Ann had gone back home in 4 years. We interred the ashes of her mother in the memorial garden at the church where she and her late husband Sam had been members for 50 years. We stopped by the home, the house in which Ann had grown up, the place she had lived decade after decade. We went by the two houses in which we raised our family. It felt a little strange standing there at the edge of the street and not even walking up the driveway. When we got ready to get back on the plane to come back home to Sarasota, Ann cried a little bit. It's hard. It's hard to go. It's hard to go out from kindred and family and home and make a new home. It takes courage and determination and trust and a willingness to empty and open oneself to God's call. Northminster and Peace River, that's exactly what Wally and Joyce have done. They have offered their hearts and their life, their hopes and their dreams, their energy and their commitment to be a blessing in and through you, in and through all of us, in the name of Jesus Christ. They're here that they might help us and help you with those most pressing questions. Where is God leading us right now? How is God calling us today? You see, following Jesus comes with promises and blessings. It gets all of us, it gives all of us the strength to leave behind the comfortable and take that first step and that 15th step in faith. We hear about that in the 15th chapter of Genesis when God declares to Abraham and Sarah that they will have children, children upon children, more children than the number of the stars in the night sky. You will be blessed, God says, and you will be a blessing to your spiritual descendants. I was fascinated with that phrase, that you will be a blessing, that each of us will be a blessing as children of Abraham to our spiritual descendants. That may be an unusual concept for us Sarasotans, because you see, many of us, if not most of us, come here to this place in retirement, or at least on the cusp of retirement. We've worked hard in our chosen profession. We've earned and achieved and accomplished. We may feel like back in Ohio or Massachusetts or wherever it might be that we've already served on every committee there is in the life of the church. But God asks each of us this question: who will your spiritual descendants be? Who will they be? Not just back in Indiana or New York, but in Sarasota. How will you reach out into the community so that those who do not yet know the love of God, those who have not yet experienced the embrace of the joy of Jesus Christ, may discover their lives transformed? How will you make a difference in the name of Jesus in the here and now? There's much more to come. Northminster, you can remember, back before this beautiful sanctuary, and I said it again to a few of you this afternoon, let me say it to all of you, what a beautiful sanctuary you have built together in the name of Jesus. You caught God's vision for this community, in this place, in that time, and you responded in faith and obedience. You have placed one Ebenezer stone, one marker, showing how you can step out in faith. And now it is time, together with Wally and Joyce, to do that again, to dream the dreams of God, to see the visions ahead of you. There's much more to come. And here's the promise from Ephesians. It's a bit daunting, and it's very exciting. By the power at work within us, not just any power, but spirit power, divine power, Christ-centered power, God is able to accomplish far more than we could ever hope or think or ask or imagine. That is the vision to which God invites us. At Northminster and at First, at Pine Shores and at Iglesia Redentor, at Trinity, at Siesta Key, at Church of the Covenant, across our presbytery, there is much more to come. It's fascinating the things one hears at ordinations and installations and during examinations on the floor of presbytery. Every pastor, active or honorably retired, in this room is now thinking about the things that she or he has heard. The year I graduated from seminary, I remember an esteemed older pastor giving a charge at an ordination service. It was 1 week after my ordination. I'd driven 30 miles down the road to be at the ordination of a colleague. We went to seminary together, and I was really jealous because I really wished the speaker had made an offering at my ordination. I remember him standing up and saying, "You'll be tempted to put your nose to the grindstone all the time, but don't keep your nose to the damn grindstone." That's exactly what he said. I thought the general presbyter sitting behind him was going to fall out of his chair. And today, I cannot help but recall what another pastor-to-be shared at a presbytery meeting when he was brand new to the area, and one of the elders or pastors asked him what he anticipated in his upcoming experience as pastor of this congregation. He looked at all of us and said, "I expect it will be a joyride in Christ." I didn't know whether to laugh or to cry. I don't know that every moment in ministry is a joyride for any of us in Christ, for choir members, for presbyters and moderators, for pastors, for elders, for leaders across congregations. But I do know this. Our God is a God of limitless imagination. Our God has so much more in store for Northminster and for our presbytery. Our God will lead us onward and upward and will bless you and bless Wally and bless all of us together with a vision, a dream of what will be in the name of Jesus. So as you together answer God's call, may the richest blessings of Almighty God, who creates and confirms, who delivers and guides, who strengthens and sustains, be yours every single step of the way. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.